Yo, what's up, everybody? Hey, it's Tuesday afternoon. It's Kaplan and crew. Got Grande and the Brown Man, but I need a couple of minutes before we get started just to talk about our great partners. I'll start off with 7 Mile Casino. I was down there this past Sunday. It's close to downtown San Diego. It's a completely smoke-free environment. They've got amazing food. Parking is right there around the casino. So it's the best place to go if you're going to play blackjack or poker or other table games. And Sammy's Restaurant and Bar has the best brunch on Saturday and Sunday mornings. That's not my opinion. That's through voting and data through San Diego Magazine. So if you're looking for great food, a great bar scene, awesome table games, blackjack, poker, et cetera, and an amazing location, smoke-free environment, it's 7 Mile Casino. The website is 7milecasino.com. All right, let me talk about blenders. Alex, look at these. Take a look at this. Put yourself on screen for a second. Take a look at these bad boys. Just got these rascals right here. Sold out. Our man Chase Fisher, he wanted to sell.
See it by the box.
Oh, dude. The box is here, right? Mm-hmm. The 12 mm-hmm. right here, the special edition 12. The case that you know you can use to clean off your glasses.
So we got the red ones or the black ones?
Dude, check them.
Yeah, check these bad boys.
Are these yeah, freaking boy. Dope or what, bro? Hold on. Look are at these, you. Dude, are these. Freaking bomb or what?
Bomb.
Okay. Now look, I get it. These things sold out quickly. Okay. But here's what I would tell you. There are lots of other blenders that are very, very similar in style. And I'm going to get those Coach Primes too. So if you're going to buy, yeah, go ahead.
Do all three of us want our pair?
Or
should we do a giveaway?
Ooh. Ooh. Well, I want these bad boys.
Personally, since he's not here and he can't attack me, I don't think Browner deserves a pair because he's not we.
That's right. He's not on team we yet. That's right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. These are amazing. They're so cool looking. Just do this. Go to blenderseyewear.com. Use our code Kaplan. You'll save 20%. And my understanding is, having been at the Encinitas store this weekend, if you use the code Kaplan in store, you'll save 20% there too. Very generous by Chase, because the fact is, you go on to their social media, a lot of it is just 15% off. So make sure you're checking them out at Blenders Eyewear and use our code Kaplan to save 20%. Okay, now let me talk about Prize Picks for a quick second here, because today is Taco Tuesday. And I'm already going in. I've already decided to log in and get whatever deals they got going on. I'm trying to decide how I'm playing this day. Now, listen, Brandon Ingram from New Orleans tonight in the NBA playing against Toronto. There's an 18% discount. So he's down to 17.5 points for the game. I'm definitely taking that and I'm playing more. And I'm going to an NHL game tonight and I'm going to see the LA Kings take on the Vancouver Canucks. So I'm going to play somebody here tonight from the Kings. I'm not really positive who, but I'm going to take somebody for shots on goal or something like that. Like, I don't know who yet, but I'm already looking, because that's the way I want to play. If I'm going to go to the game, I want to have a little extra action. You feel me? Today's Taco Tuesday. Get on to Prize Picks. They'll match your first deposit 100% up to $100. You know that by now. Download the Prize Picks app and use our code Great Friends for that 100% match. You can even use Apple Pay on your phone. You can click the QR code right here for Prize Picks. All right, let's get started. We got a lot to get to today. Hey, great friends. What's going on? It is Kaplan and crew with Grande and the Brown Man. And we're just getting onto the airwaves of 1090. We're just getting onto the stream of YouTube. All the different audio podcast platforms were there for you. And tonight we'll be plastered all over TV from San Diego through Orange County, LA, and well into Santa Barbara, all through the Cox Your View Network. And I will just tell you this, that there are two things on my mind as we come onto the air today. Number one, today is Super Tuesday. And my 17-year-old daughter is saying to me, Dad, are you getting out and voting? And I will be honest with you. Thus far, I have not yet gotten out to vote. And truthfully, I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to go out and vote for, but I feel like I'm going to get a hard time from everybody if I don't get out there and vote. So I still have not done it, and I'll figure that out before we get on with it. But I will also tell you this, something else on my mind tonight. San Diego State and UNLV tonight is a huge game. We talked about this yesterday. What a huge week this is for San Diego State. You've got UNLV tonight. You got Boise State on Friday night. And the way the conference looks up at the top between Utah State and San Diego State and Boise State and Nevada and UNLV, who's right behind San Diego State. I mean, this is a big game tonight. And I've got buddies in Vegas that have been hitting me up saying, dude, UNLV has been playing much better. They're for real. They're contenders. And this is a monster game. And I'm like, yeah, for San Diego State too, because San Diego State has been so good at home this year. They got to keep that thing going. They got to win this game if they're going to have any chance at the conference championship, at least the in-season conference championship. Grande, I'm sure this is probably top of mind for you as well. San Diego State tonight versus UNLV. What do you think, man?
Top of mind, sure.
No, not the case.
Is it the most important thing that happened today? Probably not. And if you think I'm going to say election, also probably not.
Wouldn't think that would be coming from you, no.
This morning, everybody started freaking out, man. Freaking the F out because Instagram was down.
Oh, I didn't know it.
Instagram, Facebook, anything Meta?
No, I didn't know.
And the I think it's back now.
Okay.
But my sister texts me. My buddies text me. It's like the world stops when Instagram goes down and X explodes.
No way.
Elon Musk with a giant smile on his face probably today. It looks to be back now. As I open my phone, it looks to be back to normal.
Okay. I literally probably checked Instagram one time early this morning. I mean, like with a cup of coffee at like six something in the morning.
Yeah.
But hadn't checked it since. And
if you go to like Twitter and you see all their top trends, it's all Instagram, Facebook, down, down, down. Literally it goes Super Tuesday, number two, Facebook, IG, three, FB and IG, four, Facebook and IG, five, IG and FB. So there you go. That's what's taking over the world.
Wow.
Not this election. Not this super important election today. Instagram.
I got to tell you something. You say this super important election today. I don't even know what's going on. I mean, really, like last night, I'm watching, you know, the Lakers versus Oklahoma City. I watched some of a Clipper game from last night. I watched some of a Duke basketball game. Duke, I think, versus North Carolina State. Like, who I'm just flipping through sports. I'm not even, like, the election stuff. I mean, when I turn on news, I mean, I'm super curious and interested as to what's going on. Is there going to be a ceasefire in Gaza? Are hostages going to get released? Is there going to be a trade? You know, that's the news that I'm interested in. But my daughter's like, Dad, you better get out and vote. And she's only giving me crap because she's like, that's what we're supposed to do. She's 17. She can't vote yet.
Right.
So she's like, feels like if I don't vote, then I've kind of let her vote down.
From my understanding, so every county is different, every city is different, but for California in general, this is what you're voting on today.
Okay, let me know. Because I've got this stuff here. It came to my house. Oh, here it is. It's sitting on my desk. I haven't
depending on how you're registered, I believe that's how you vote. So if you're registered as a Republican, you vote for the Republican primary. If you're registered as a Democrat, you vote for the Democratic primary, I believe. So today, presidential nominations. You're going to cast your votes for the primary election to determine the Republican and presidential nominations. Trump obviously favored for Republicans. Biden favored for Democrats. That's one. Number that, which is, I would say, important. Number two, in California, the Senate race. Dianne Feinstein died. We need to fill her seat. There's four people. And when I tell you one of these people, you're going to freak the F out because we should have been talking about this a long time ago.
Okay.
Number one, Adam Schiff, who's already a Democrat. Everybody should know.
Oh, Steve Garvey. I know.
Steve Garvey.
I know. And you know what?
Porter Beverly and Steve Garvey.
Okay. So, by the way, a friend of mine who does political talk in New York texted me and said, hey, can you give me Steve Garvey's phone number? And I'm like, yeah, sure, of course, no problem. So I go into my phone to get Garvey's phone number because we've had Garvey on a million times, right? I don't have Garvey's phone number. I'm like, I don't know. I really don't know.
It's probably in the Excel sheet somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I really just don't know.
I don't have it on my phone either, but I got a new phone, so I lost a lot of numbers.
No, but I'm like, I don't get it, man. I'm like, I've talked to Steve Garvey a million times. I feel like I've texted Steve Garvey. I cannot find his phone number. And here's the only thing. The guy who generally would hook me up with Garvey would be Kurt Bavakwa. And Bavakwa. And Kurt, if you're out there listening, man, I see you're out at your son's baseball games and you're kind of traveling around now, living what looks like a retired life of watching your son play college baseball. I feel like if I call Bavakwa and I'm like, yo, can I get Garvey's number? Like now he's going to be like, no, I'm not giving you Garvey's number. You dick. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's what he would say to me.
You guys have a falling off? Or?
Oh, God, no falling out of any kind. It's just that, like, one time he sent me a message and he's like, hey, I need something from Callaway Golf, you know, and they're not helping me out or something. And I'm like, okay, what can I do? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody thinks I'm like the CEO of Callaway for some reason. I'm not.
Well, you do have some pull there.
I don't have any pull. I got a connection. My connection got pull.
Right. Right.
Anyway. So yeah, Steve Garvey, what is he running for?
California Senate race. Four hopefuls are all vying for the late Senator Dianne Feinstein's vacant seat.
Yeah. I do find it interesting that when you look at, like, Garvey, for example, I see these TV commercials for the other guy. I think his name is Schiff.
Adam Schiff.
Yeah. They'll say things like, Steve Garvey voted twice for Trump, you know, like as if you're turning everybody off. I think you're turning off half the people. You know, like, I see these signs about Kevin Falconer, and I think Kevin Falconer, the former mayor of San Diego. Yeah, I think Falconer is running for, you'd have to check me on this. This gives you an idea of how uneducated I am on all this. I think Falconer is running for some county board of supervisor seat or something like that, you know, and I see these signs that say, you know, Falconer voted for Trump or Falconer endorses Trump. And I'm like, yeah, like, that's a turnoff for half the people, and it's a turn on for the other half of the people based on how the country is divided. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. It's today's Super Tuesday. I have yet to get out to vote. And as far as Kevin Falconer is concerned, you know, for years I was so angry with him because of the Chargers move. And the thing is that recently, in the last maybe month and a half, I've seen Kevin twice.
Yeah, you guys broed out.
Well, both through Challenge Athletes Foundation. So while we may not see things eye to eye politically or from a sports standpoint, not that I have a lot of strong political opinions, because like you can tell here today, I mean, I don't even know what the hell's going on. But I do. Kevin, as a guy, as just a regular guy, he's a good enough guy, that I can tell you, you know, at least in my experience with him through the Challenge Athletes Foundation. So
I have a question.
Question.
And maybe this is a great time to bring in the man that was a little late today.
Brown man.
It was my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's my understanding.
Look at Browner. Look at him.
What can Brown do for you 2024?
Yeah, what happened, Browner? Let's see if he's on the right mic.
Nothing. Nothing.
Clearly nothing happened.
Well, yeah, it's a more robust process than one would think. When I examined all the things, I wasn't ready in time to make the proper run for the position due to my legal situation. But like I said,
is it too late to enter? Like, it's too late to get the signatures in by today to get on the ballot today?
We should write them in.
Yeah.
Okay. What if we just have the great friends write you in?
Could you imagine Browner though? Now that he's let everybody know that he's got the triplets, could you imagine Browner as a, like, look at me. Look at me with my children. Okay. I'm a family man. You can trust me because I got these four beautiful kids, this beautiful girl, and these three triplets. And by the way, I bring America together because they're half of this and half of that, you know, and look at me, like,
Brown. I represent the modern man. I represent a man that comes a single father kind
of America. Most of the children will look like this. Most families are mixed because this is the direction the country's going in. We're beyond lines. We're beyond borders. This is America. This is America.
Yeah.
2020.
Right.
And that could be your, if you get Childish Gambino on board, that could be your theme song.
Yeah.
This is America.
But we got to change the words.
Yeah, we do. I don't know the words about violence. Oh, I don't know those words, but you could do that. Like, you could say, like,
or just play the "This Is America" part.
This is what America looks like now. I represent what America looks like now.
Right, you especially know, San Diego. Yeah, you know, like you represent
a very melting pot. San Diego's it's a segregated melting pot, but it's a melting pot.
Segregated maybe, but I mean, between you and your four kids, no segregation there. That's pure mixing right there. Is what that
is. We got two part. We can melt two parts of the town. That'll give us half the vote. You got half the vote.
All right.
Browner's the local politician here. Can we ask him just to clarify one thing? Because I'm very confused and I'm going to sound like a second grader and I don't care. I thought Adam Schiff was already a senator.
So Adam Schiff is a member of the House. He is running. It's a weird situation because
I thought Alex Padilla was a senator. Where's he at?
Alex Padilla was given his seat due to, I think when Kamala Harris became vice president, he got his seat. And the woman who currently has the other seat was given the seat through Gavin Newsom, who awarded this woman the seat when Dianne Feinstein passed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so there are actual two open seats for Senate in California, which they both will go to. It'll be Adam Schiff and Katie Porter. More than likely, those would be
not Steve Garvey.
Listen, Steve Garvey
can play second base.
Can you talking about base? talking about a Padres Hall of Famer right now?
Yeah, you're talking about a guy who's got his number retired by the Padres.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Good for him. He won't be getting his number retired.
I'm out. Like you're out on mayor and I'm out on Senate. This is a bad year for us.
Alex Padilla is out, I guess.
I remember every election for a long time because he was like the Secretary of State or not the Secretary of State, maybe. For a long time. So every election, I get dozens and dozens of text messages because my name was on your ballot forever. And now it's gone. Now you're telling me I'm gone. I'm not going to get these random messages on my Instagram.
Dude, I don't know why he didn't fight for it. I don't know. He was already there doing the work. So
maybe he don't want to do it, man.
But yeah, it'll more than likely be Adam Schiff and Katie Porter will get the two seats. One is shorted, one is short, so that person will be up again in 2 years, and the other one will get the full.
I thought you meant that they were short. They weren't.
Question.
They're both short.
Here, my boy is in office until 2029.
Who that? Padilla?
Yeah. His current term ends January 3rd, 2029. Because I think he won an election.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, so he was given the seat when Kamala won, and then he ran and won the six-year term. I think this particular seat is for Feinstein. I think those four are going for Feinstein.
All I know is this. We don't know anything about politics.
On the ballot.
Clearly, we do not.
The ballot twice.
All right.
Because you're doing it to fill, and then you're doing it for the sixth term. So that's why they're on twice.
All right, can I just tell you guys, like when I see Steve Garvey, how old is Garvey? I got to look this up real quick. Steve Garvey is 75 years old. Okay, so like I can't decide if you're Steve Garvey, okay? And it's not like Steve Garvey made hundreds of millions of dollars in his playing career, right? I mean, he played in a period of time where guys didn't make anywhere near the kind of money they make today. And I don't know what year Garvey's last year was in Major League Baseball, but it's probably in the 80s, you know? So if you're Garvey, what motivates you at this stage of your life, 75 years old? It can't be money, right? Like you're not making enough money as a senator to want to do it for money. It's not like $1 million a year job. I guess if you're 75 and you've never really been in politics and you look at the world and you don't think things are the way you think they should be, you're like, hey, how can I make change? I'm 75. I've got the time. I could actually go be a senator. Is that what he's running for? Senator or congressman?
Yeah.
This gives you an idea. Once again, we don't know anything about politics. So I don't know if what he's doing is like selfish, like I'm Steve Garvey and I'm going to win this election, or if it's noble, like, hey, I could actually serve people and help the country, even if you don't agree with his politics. I mean, forget about agreeing or disagreeing. Like, why would somebody 75 years old, as famous as Garvey, who makes, I'm guessing, as much money as he must make just based on his career, you know, like when the Dodgers use him or the Padres use him or he's in TV commercials or whatever, like what would make Steve Garvey at 75 years old want to do this?
Ego.
Yeah, I guess maybe ego.
By the way, according to ABC7, as of right now, this moment, the latest polls show Garvey is leading this thing.
Get out of here.
Him and Schiff, 27 and 25% respectively.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's how they take the relaxed people.
So this doesn't mean he's going to win. This just means he gets to the November election. So we'll get from now to November, they'll be Schiff versus Garvey. One of them wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, again, I don't know anything.
Did the Padres endorse Garvey?
They better stay out of it. if you're the San Diego Padres, we don't care who wins. We can care less.
But on the other, but on the other hand, the truth of the matter is that if you are the Padres, if you are the Padres and Garvey does win, you're like, okay, well, we got a friend now who can help us out with some stuff. Like I have friends, I can tell you this. I have some
friends. Tax breaks.
I've got some friends that are, they're very liberal people, very, very liberal people. And yet they're friends with some guys who are not necessarily what you would call liberal politicians. And it's kind of good for them. Like, hey, listen, we don't really agree on a lot of stuff, but the relationship is such that if this guy wins, that's actually good for us, even though we would never dare vote for him. So, yeah, Super Tuesday today. I haven't gotten out and voted. All I voted on was this. Browner, check this out. See what this is right here?
Let me see this
right here? Oh, yeah.
A black and red box.
Yep.
Blenders. Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. You got it.
You need to have a couple more boxes, big fella.
Well, I've got this box. And inside this box, first I've got this great sticker. I got this great sticker from Blenders. I'm not sure where exactly I'm going to put it. And then I got the case that it comes in, you know, the little bag that it comes in. And then these are the brand new Blender 12s. Now, tonight, there's a huge San Diego State game. While everybody else in the world is focused on election stuff, we're really more focused on sports-related stuff. Look at the new Blender 12 editions. This is the 12-year anniversary of Blender's eyewear. And Chase sent us out a pair of these Blenders that sold out like immediately. And these were the San Diego State glasses that they were trying to raise $75,000 to give to San Diego State's NIL. They sold them out in a matter of like minutes. And I got to tell you something. These things, they are dope. How do you guys like them? I love the red tint to them. Don't you like them?
How's it make it look? Does it make it look all red in there?
No, not one bit. Not at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it looks like, you know, whatever polarized, whatever glasses, but the red tint is so cool. Don't you think?
Yeah, I love them. Now, when do I get mine?
You tell me, Jack. You can have them today if you want them.
Oh, you have them already?
I got them right here.
Nice.
Got them right here. Got a couple of pairs. Got one for each of you. Got them right here.
Love
one
that.
For nice. One for Grande, one for Brownman.
Nice. I also need some more of that green box next to you. That's a different conversation.
Oh, the athletic greens? Mm-hmm. I can hook you up with that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got like a promotional closet here at my house, you know? I know, I got to get some athletic greens. I haven't had any yet today. So, hey, listen, the new Blenders are out. And I would just say this to everybody, whether you're wanting those new Coach Primes or, you know, whatever other new style there is, dude, check them out. BlendersEyewear.com. Use our code Kaplan. You save 20%. Or if you even go into the Blender store, I was there this weekend in Encinitas. And I said to them, I go, hey, does my promo code work in the store? And they're like, yeah, go ahead, use it. And so, I mean, listen, you look online, they give you 15%. On their website and on their social media, they give you 15%. They're giving us 20%. Very generous, Chase. We appreciate it.
They got the primes and see-through lenses like you like.
Oh, really? Because they're not the gold. I want the gold ones. I want the actual Real Coach primes.
Right. So those exist as well. But look, I thought you liked the clear lenses.
I do like the clear lenses. I love the clear lenses. I've got two pairs of the clear lenses, but I want those are the ones I want. I want those. I want to be just like Coach Prime. That's exactly right. Yeah, and for those of you that are listening on radio going, when you say these, what are you talking about? We're looking at them online. We're looking at them on our computers. So just to keep you up to speed, everybody. All right, we're just getting going. Let me do this. Since we clearly don't know anything about politics, we're going to kind of stay out of it. But I will say this. I did see Charles Barkley on TV, and I think I saw it on social media. He cracks me up, man. And so does Gail King on the CNN show. She always feels like she has to cover for him, like he doesn't know what he's talking about because he's in sports and she's in news. Gail, girl, you don't have to cover for him. Charles knows what he's saying, and he says what he wants to say, and we all accept it. We'll get to that coming up. We'll get to San Diego State tonight versus UNLV for sure. We'll get into some Padres spring training. We'll get into the big story from the NFL yesterday, Russell Wilson released by the Denver Broncos, and the Denver Broncos, they're ready to take the hit right now to deal with the future. We'll get to all this coming up. This is Kaplan and crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Hey, great friends. What's happening? It is Kaplan and crew with Grande and the Brown Man. It is Tuesday afternoon. By the way, that makes it a Taco Tuesday. on Prize Picks. So I've already started to make some plays here for today, and I'll get into that coming up. Browner, I got to get your opinion on one of the plays today. They're giving a big discount on NBA. Brandon Ingram tonight. What'd you say, Alex?
B.I.
Yeah, B.I. Brandon Ingram tonight for New Orleans playing against Toronto, and they're giving you an 18% discount. His number is 17.5 points. Will he go more or less than 17.5 points? And if they're giving you an 18% discount, I'm inclined to want to take the more number, 17.5. What do you think about that? Look at him. Look at what is he? Is he thinking about something? Is he not hearing me? I don't think he's hearing a word I'm saying. That's what I think.
Hello? Can y'all hear me? Okay.
Yeah. We can hear you, dog.
What you laughing at?
We laughing at you.
You just look so silly right now. There
Here's why. Hilarious. Because for like the last 60 seconds, I've been saying
nothing.
I know. Well, that's what's so funny is for the last 60 seconds, I've been saying, hey, Browner, I need your opinion tonight, Taco Tuesday on Prize Picks. Brandon Ingram, they're giving you an 18% discount. So his more or less points number is 17.5. It's down from like 21.5. So I'm like, they're playing Toronto.
So
the whole time I'm going, Browner, what do you think? What do you think? And you're like looking, and I go, I don't think he can hear us. And then all of a sudden you go, hello? Hello?
I was trying to avoid saying hello. I didn't know if y'all could hear me. And I didn't want to say something because I saw your lips were moving. But when I saw y'all laughing, that's when I decided to like, see, could y'all actually hear me? Jeez Louise, man.
So funny. Right.
I'm going to an LA Kings game tonight. And I don't know anybody. They're playing the Vancouver Canucks.
Who they play for?
They play for Vancouver. And I don't know enough about anybody on the Kings to know who I should put together with Brandon Ingram. But I don't know. Alex Laferrere, two shots on goal. I mean, is that what I should do? Or Drew Doughty, a defenseman. He's got half a point. I don't know.
I would head over to specials, man. I would dangle in specials. Shots on goals and three-pointers made. They got that. They got soccer shots on goal. Mbappe, 6.5 with Jason Tatum. So, I mean, that's made three, so that's six. How many kicks does he do, Alex?
No, this one's pretty good. This one's pretty good. Luka and Matthew Tkachuk for 6.5 three-pointers made and goals made. Luka could make three by himself. Yeah, he's playing against Indiana. I'm going to take that one. All right, so there you go. There's my pick. There's my pick for the day. I'm not even playing anybody that I'm going to see tonight play. I'm playing elsewhere. All right.
So tonight on Prize Picks, Tuesday, now, Jude Bellingham under goals and assists, 0.5 against Leipzig. I like that. I like that a lot.
Who?
Leipzig.
Okay. This is soccer. Okay. All right. I've taken this Luka Doncic thing again with Matthew Tkachuk, who plays for the Florida Panthers. And they're playing against the New Jersey Devils. So I'm hoping that Luka gets
two threes. That's a good bet.
Who makes two threes?
Porzingis. Kristaps Porzingis.
All right. Lots of good plays available for you right now on Prize Picks. Go to the Prize Picks app, download it, use our code GREATFRIENDS. And when you use that code, they're going to do a first deposit match of 100% up to $100. So make sure you get involved in that. Prize Picks, great friends. Use the app. Or for those of you watching, click on our QR code right here to the right, and you can even make deposits with your Apple Pay right on your phone. Okay. All right. Let me keep going. So we started the show today here in the 7 Mile Casino Studios talking about politics and how we don't know anything about them and how we never even talked about Steve Garvey. For all this time, you've been seeing TV commercials about vote for Steve Garvey. Today's the day you could actually go to the polls and vote. And none of us have, Browner, you haven't gone to the polls yet today, have you?
No, sir.
Okay.
My ballot's ready though.
Okay. You have your ballot, you have it with you, and you're going to just take it and drop it off?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Cause
that's my preferred method.
Okay. I have it here and I'm going to do the exact, that's what I'm going to do. Cause my daughter last night was giving me all kinds of crap when I was like, oh, I'm not going to vote tomorrow. She's like, what do you mean you're not going to vote? I'm like, what am I voting for? I know, but I'm like, but what am I voting for? In California, we know it's going to come down to Biden versus Trump. Like what am I going to vote for today?
There's a bunch of local stuff too.
Lots of local stuff on there.
Okay. See,
I have it with you.
It's here somewhere. I'll find it. I'll get it.
This is what you get for watching the combine instead of doing your diligence as a citizen.
Between watching the combine this weekend, watching the Lakers play the Nuggets this weekend, watching the Lakers play Oklahoma City last night, watching Duke play, I think it was North Carolina
State.
That's
where I draw the line right there.
Where?
You have no, there was no need for you to even watch a second of Duke, North Carolina.
It was on TV.
But your ballot's in front of you.
I know, but you know what? I'll tell you something else I really want to watch. On Apple TV, I really want to watch this this New England Patriots
I've heard
series.
Nothing but terrible things from Boston fans.
I've heard nothing terrible. I've heard it's awesome.
From who?
From a ton of people.
I've heard from Boston fans that this is about as terrible of a representation of you can represent. This is a Robert Kraft spin zone thing. I think it's a Robert Kraft produced thing. Like, they gloss over a bunch of things. They focus in on a lot of things that make Robert Kraft look good. They don't really give Bill Belichick the credit that he should get. They glossed over two championships. Like, they just said, oh, yeah, it was really hard to win one. And then we won two more. And they didn't even talk about it. I watched the first two episodes. I was bored out of my mind.
Okay, I haven't seen any of it yet. And last night I stopped by my girlfriend's house. She has Apple TV. I don't. And so I'm trying to.
Quarterbacks?
Yeah, I finished quarterbacks.
Okay.
Yeah, but was that on Apple TV?
No, I'm just saying, if you couldn't finish quarterbacks, and that was amazing.
I finished quarterbacks. No, quarterbacks was on Netflix. Look, I use Netflix at home. I use Prime at home. I don't have Apple TV here at my house. I don't want any more subscriptions. I've got Disney Plus. I think I may have canceled that. I'm just tired of the subscriptions. So she's got Apple TV.
You don't need Disney Plus.
I know I don't need it. I mean, I don't watch Star Wars or whatever.
Do I get sidetracked real quick? I watched The Marvels last night on Disney Plus.
Okay, what's that? What'd you
think? Okay, let me just say this. What is that, Scott? It's a continuation of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It didn't end, spoiler alert, when Tony Stark died. They kept going. Now, it's been terrible since that last movie, in my opinion. It's pretty much everything's been garbage, except the Spider-Man stuff. And I watched the Spider-Man last week at some point. And I was like, oh, yeah, there is other movies that I should probably watch that I've never seen. So last night I watched The Marvels, which is about Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, Professor Marvel. And it was about as bland as you can possibly have a comic book movie be.
You weren't busy watching CNN last night or Fox News. You weren't filling out your ballot last night. You're busy watching The Marvels, and yet you're giving me crap for watching Duke versus North Carolina State.
Well, if you would have asked me, you could have. Yeah. How's the ballot's already in the envelope, ready to be dropped off today?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you're way ahead of me.
Right. You want to throw your guilt somewhere else, man?
Yeah. Well, it is.
Look in the mirror.
It is. I'm deflecting. I am deflecting.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, continue.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad movie.
Okay.
I totally disagree. Couldn't disagree more. But we won't go into why.
Yeah.
But
do me and Browder need to have a movie podcast?
I'm going to see Dune on Thursday.
Who said to me yesterday? I'm trying to remember where I was yesterday, and somebody said to me, Browner should start a second podcast. So not Kaplan and Crew. Browner should have a secondary podcast on our YouTube channel where he can talk about the things that he's going to work out for on stage, like his political opinions and things that we don't really ever get to here. He should have like a secondary podcast where he talks about those kinds of things. Who the hell was it saying that to me yesterday? Gosh, I can't remember who it was. Anyway, all right. All right, let me do this. Since today is Super Tuesday, and when I say Super Tuesday, I'm going to say super as in tonight, San Diego State versus UNLV. Big, big, big game. We're going to get right back to it. The only thing political on a Super Tuesday that I'm going to even talk about is what I saw Charles Barkley say last night on CNN. And by the way, I assume it was last night because I saw it on social media. I didn't exactly see it on CNN. Charles Barkley has this new show with Gayle King. So Gayle King is the morning host of CBS This Morning. And she's Oprah's best friend, which is to me why she has the gig. I'm not trying to knock on her. I'm just saying like that's what I think people think is she's Oprah's best friend. So they couldn't get Oprah. They got her best friend.
Has Oprah still got that pool?
I mean, I think so.
Oprah,
bro, it's 2024, man. I ain't seen Oprah on TV in like a decade.
Yeah, but she's Oprah been on TV for
owns TV, brother.
Yeah, no, but Oprah, owned I mean, it. Gayle King's been on CBS for probably 10 or 12 years, I would think, maybe longer.
She owns the OWN network, which nobody watches.
Yeah, but Oprah has enough influence that if Oprah back in the day.
What, you watch the own network, fool? Get out of here.
Hold up. Hold. Listen. Oh, sir. Sir. Yeah. What I'm not about to sit here and do. Now, I'm not a fan of her. I just, I'll be very straightforward.
You don't like Oprah?
I'm not a fan of Oprah. I'm
not. How could you not like Oprah?
Because in the black community, some personal things that she's done, some actresses and some producers, and how she's basically failed black people in a lot of ways.
Really?
But we still respect her. And so what I'm not finna do is let this young man sit here and say, she not.
Question her pool in 2024?
You right. You right. Oprah got one. She's got her own network. Her own network. So much so, it's just the old network.
Right. Name a show on there.
Whenever she wants to do anything on either ABC, and I think there's another channel, she gets it done. She produces a lot of stuff. I can't let you sit here and say that about the queen of black.
Well, television. You keep saying that. You keep saying these things, but you're just saying general statements without providing any sort of examples. Yeah, I see you have to look it up. You can't just tell me off the top of your head what she does, because she doesn't do anything of significance anymore. Anyways, continue.
Because I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of hers. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of hers, but I respect the situation.
Okay, well, listen, all I was saying was this, is that Gayle King, to me, is a big, giant TV star on CBS, and my perception is, oh, that's Oprah's best friend. CBS couldn't get Oprah to host their morning show. They got her best friend to host the morning show. And then she can talk about Oprah, and she can talk about living the life of Oprah, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Gayle King was this tremendously accomplished television professional long before this. I don't really know. Here's what I do know. They gave Gayle King and Charles Barkley a TV show on CNN so that Charles can sound off on things other than just sports. But here's the thing about Charles Barkley. He's always had strong opinions about lots of things outside of sports. He's always been unapologetic about those things. And the last thing that Charles Barkley needs is Gayle King sitting there talking to him like he's a child, like he can't say certain things. He knows what he's doing, okay? And he'll say what he wants to say. And by the way, America accepts everything that Charles Barkley says because we love Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley is one of a very few people in America that can say anything he wants and not get canceled. Anything.
So far, okay?
So somebody sent this to me on Twitter last night. Barkley is doing his show with Gayle King, and he's upset about apparently something that Trump said about black people in America wearing his mugshot, Trump's mugshot, on a t-shirt. And by the way, there are plenty of black people in America that support Trump. How do I know that? What's that guy's name? That's that like senator from South Carolina, good-looking black guy who like immediately jumped in and supported Trump. Now you're giving me a face like you, like I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know his name. Am I wrong?
You say you think he good looking?
Oh, that's what you give me the face about.
you think that man good looking?
Handsome guy, well dressed, super smart. I mean, not handsome? Not a handsome fella?
Tim Scott.
Is that his name?
Talking about Tim Scott. Yeah.
Let me see what Tim Scott looks like. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, do I have to take
it
back?
He looks like Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern show.
Let me take a look. Let me take a look at Tim Scott. Let me take a look at Tim Scott.
Tim Scott's a good looking man.
Let me take a look at this. Let me take a look at this brother right here. Wow. Yeah, he's fine. Good looking brother right there. Come on, that's a handsome fella right there. That's a nice smile right there. That's a handsome fella.
Fam. Listen, let me just clear the air with you. Okay. You can say a black man is ugly. It's okay. That's an ugly black man. That's all right. That don't make you racist. That doesn't make you anything. You can say that man is unattractive. He is not a good looking man.
Well, I remember
Tim
was
Scott is great for what he's doing.
What is he
Republican
doing?
Republican Party. Hits him being in the Republican Party and showing people that black people are not a monolith. We are many things. We come in many shades. We are Republicans. We are independents like myself. We are Democrats. We are all sides. Tim Scott is doing his portion of being all sides of black people being all types of everything. So I salute him for that.
Well,
that's an ugly man.
Okay. Well, listen, when Trump said something about black Americans wearing his face on their shirt, Barkley then goes off and Gayle King has to try and stop him, like as if she's the responsible, and like, oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Charles. You can't say those kinds of things, Charles. And Charles Barkley's like, I say whatever the hell I want to say in every platform that I say stuff on. Here, watch this.
Chad, and you know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts.
When you heard that, what did you think? Big sigh.
First of all, I'm just going to say this. If I see a black person walking around with Trump mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Charles.
No, Gail.
You really can't say that because, A, you don't mean that.
I mean that sincerely. I'm going to just tell you something.
And then you will be arrested for assault. And then what?
I'm going to bail myself out and go celebrate.
I mean, come on, Gail. Hey, Gail, yeah, he does mean, first of all, he can say that, girl, okay? And two, he does mean that. And three, he's been there and done that time and time again. So please, do not tell me what I can and can't say. Do not tell me what I do and do not mean. And don't, I don't care. I've been arrested before. I've thrown little fools through windows before. I have punched people in the face before, and I will, and I mean it. Tell him, Chuck. And I don't even care about what he's talking about. I mean, I just don't like the fact that Gail's trying to be like, hey, you can't say that. I don't even care about what he's talking about. You know, Charles.
I thought she did well. I think she egged it on a little bit.
Yeah.
Might tune into that show now.
Yeah. You might watch King Charles, huh?
It's the only good thing that Oprah's doing right now. So might as well give it a shot.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Oh, why that's so offensive, dude. Respect, but what does she do now? Nothing. She's rich and she's still dragging along her freaking man that everybody knows for just being dragged around.
Why you gotta throw Stedman into this? Stedman ain't done nothing to you.
Dude, I wish I was Stedman, man.
You would love to be a Stedman, sir.
I would love to be a Stedman. I would love to be a Stedman.
Right.
A buddy of mine told me a story earlier today. You guys
but that doesn't mean that people can't talk about me like I'm not some rag doll, dude. Like,
right.
Yeah,
I agree. Right, he's a boy exactly. toy. I'd be right. a boy toy. I'm a boy toy. I would be one in a heartbeat.
Wild, it's not a negative.
Yeah, if Oprah wanted me,
Stedman any day.
Right, if Oprah wanted me, if Jennifer Aniston said, "Hey, you are going to quit Kaplan and Crew. You're going to quit ESPN."
If Oprah wanted Oprah. Don't change the person.
Well, I'm just changing the person because I'm just saying that if a very, very wealthy woman,
you can't throw Jennifer Aniston in because she's hot. So that adds to the equation. You're throwing little sprinkles on the cupcake already, man. We're talking about just Oprah.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right. Fine.
Of course, if a 55-year-old beautiful woman wants to drag me around, of course.
All right. All right. All right. Oprah. Okay. Fair enough. You ready? If Oprah calls me and she says, Kaplan, you're done with Kaplan and Crew. It's just now N Crew. And you're done with Sedano and Cap. It's now just Sedano. Mm-hmm. And you're even done with Sida. You're giving up your business. You're done with that thing.
You're going to buy your contract out.
You are coming with me. I'm going to pay you $10 million a year to be my boy toy. I drop it all and I go bang Oprah.
I'll take it one step further. She's not going to pay you $10 million a year. You're just not going to have to worry about money. There's no salary attached to you because that adds a little enticement. But if you're like, hey, you know how there's the black card, the Amex black card? Mm-hmm. You got the Oprah card. You got the own card. Because I guess she produces things. So she's got the own card. It's like, this is yours. You still go, right?
Yeah, I'm gone. I'm there. I go.
No, I don't need a salary to go.
I bring O, a new O. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. No.
What?
What do you mean, what?
You bring O, a new O?
Yeah, like O, she's Oprah, O. Right?
Mm-hmm. You are.
And an O is like O, like an orgasm. O. I bring Oprah a new O. Yo. You feel me?
Oh, I've dropped my head twice today already. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Today. Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday, pal.
Go vote. Yeah.
Super Tuesday. All right.
So
hey, tonight,
what has Oprah produced that she's so in 2024 that you went to go look for examples and didn't find any?
Because I started talking back to you fools, back to the
right,
research.
Right, yeah. Right.
All right, let me do this. Let me say this.
You
coming
know
up,
she's responsible for Dr. Phil, right?
Oh! Whoa!
Dr. Phil.
Nobel Peace Prize coming her way, dude. Dr. Phil. What would we ever do without Dr. Phil? Thanks, Oprah.
The last thing Oprah Winfrey produced was The Color Purple. The remake of The Color
in 1985.
Try 2024, sir. Okay,
there's you're a remake the one that of Taraji wow.
Taraji P. She produced that. You asking for something recent? I'm giving you something recent that did very well at the box office.
I didn't know there was one either, and it's already happened this year.
Did it do really well?
Yeah, considering what was out at the time. Now it didn't. You know, it didn't do Avengers numbers.
What did better, The Color Purple or Tom Brady's movie?
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right, hold on a second. Stick around. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. Look, coming up, Eric Williams is going to be here, who covers the NFL for foxsports.com. And Eric has covered Russell Wilson's entire career. And the story of Russell Wilson getting cut by the Denver Broncos and the Broncos being willing to eat all that dead money. We'll get to that story and find out what happens next for Russell Wilson. Eric Williams next on Kaplan and Crew. Right, great friends. Hey, let me have a quick timeout here at halftime, and let me just talk about a couple of things. Number one, my guy Gary Cooper. So look, we keep talking about how hard it is to find real estate out there because there just isn't a lot for sale. I will tell you, my girlfriend today has made an appointment for 3 o'clock to go visit a house that she keeps seeing every, you get Zillow reports every day. And we're looking and we're looking and we're looking, you know? And she found a place today. And she's like, this is the kind of place that we could get into. And now would be a good time to get into it because if we sold this house and we bought this house, and even though the interest rates were this, but then they're going to come down to this, like that's the kind of place that we could get into now and hold on to and be there for a long time. So we're looking, we're looking. And this is why you call Gary Cooper, 858-376-1299. 858-376-1299, because Gary can help the entire process from getting you pre-qualified to finding out how much you could actually spend to kind of preparing the loan and what it's going to be to getting you into, you know, he can represent you as the realtor. There's so much Gary can do for you right now if you're considering buying or selling, or possibly even we wanted to talk to him about refinancing, which he doesn't normally recommend, but given the circumstances, talk to Gary. 858-376-1299 for Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Realty Services. All right, I want to mention also Torrey Holistics and California Holistics. We save you money everywhere we go, man. 20% savings at Torrey and California, 20% off when you use our code BETTERBUD. So whether you're buying and they're having it delivered at home, you put in BETTERBUD when you check out on the website, or you're in the store, you say, hey, I've got this promo code. They said, tell me. You tell them BETTERBUD. Somebody comes over, they enter it into the computer. That's how you save 20%. So if you're using cannabis for sleep, for anxiety, for recreation, for pain management, whatever you're using cannabis for, save the 20% by using our code BETTERBUD. And hey, lastly, let me just say one thing, and that is our website, kaplanandcrew.com. I looked at all the statistics from Google Analytics from last month. Everything is on the way up. We've got our Instagram posts, our Twitter posts. We've got all of our YouTube videos there. You can sign up for our email, which we only send out once a week. We don't spam you, but you can put your email address in at the bottom. And the Kaplan and Crew merch. Now, we will be announcing our cruise on the Yacht America for later this month. It is happening in the month of March. We have not officially launched it, but get some of this Kaplan and Crew gear because I want you to be wearing it the day that we go out on the Yacht America. So go to kaplanandcrew.com. All right, let's get back to it. Hey, great friends. What's going on? Kaplan and Crew on a Tuesday afternoon. Got Grande and the Brown Man. And as I said at the end of the last segment, Eric Williams from Fox Sports is going to join us to talk about this Russell Wilson situation, which I find absolutely fascinating. Because when you think about what the Denver Broncos, this is pre-Sean Payton, what the Denver Broncos gave up to the Seattle Seahawks, the Broncos gave up a ton. We'll get to it in detail. The Broncos gave up a ton to get Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson goes to Denver, year one, not very good. First year head coach turns into a disaster. Fire the first year head coach, hire a big name guy, $18 million, highest paid guy in the NFL, Sean Payton, and they are not going to get along from day one. And I'll tell you this, I've always been a Russell Wilson fan. I think he handled himself with a lot of class and a lot of professionalism. And I'm not so sure I say the same thing about Sean Payton. Okay, I'm giving you too much commentary. Let's jump right in. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Here is Eric Williams back on Kaplan and Crew from FoxSports.com. Hey, Eric, how are you, man?
What's going on, fellas? You team me up nicely here with the Russell Wilson talk. Obviously, I have some experience with Russ, having covered the Seahawks the first couple years that he was in the league. You know, Russell, like you said, always handles himself with class publicly, and is worried about, you know, how he's viewed publicly. You know, Sean's different. Sean's gruff and blunt, and I think you've seen that in how he's handled himself with the Broncos. That's a lot of money that they're moving on from, which kind of tells you, you know, how they feel about Russell and how he fit in Sean Payton's system. And so now I think, you know, for me, it's where is Russell going to land? You know, what team is going to be interested in bringing him in? Will they bring him in as the unquestioned starter, or will they make him to compete? Because essentially, you know, Russell's going to be making his money from the Broncos wherever he goes. And so I think that gives the team that takes Russell some options in how they handle him.
Eric, first of all, let's just back up before we go forward and before we talk about where Russell's going to go. Let's just kind of go back for a little bit. I don't have it committed to my memory, and if you don't, I don't mean to put you on the spot. Mm-hmm. Do you remember everything that Seattle got in exchange for Russell? What Denver gave Seattle to get him?
Two firsts, two seconds, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris, and Drew Lock.
Okay, so they gave up a ton. Denver did.
But now those picks also have names now. So you can see what the Seahawks got, which is always, mm-hmm. you know, people, we always love to say like the Bears gave this up or whatever. But like now that you see the names, it's Charles Cross, Boy Maffey, Tyreek yep. Smith, Devin Weatherspoon, and Derek Hall is who the Seahawks got with those picks.
Nobody's a superstar name, but they're bodies. I mean, you got all these bodies now for Russell Wilson. And so you're
and also real quick, Scott, real yeah, quick, I think to add to that. Am I wrong here? Russell Wilson did sign that 5-year extension, and he's not gonna play a single snap under that extension, correct? Like that hadn't kicked in yet.
That's correct. That didn't kick in yet. So he was just getting paid on the final 2 years of his deal that he signed when he was with Seattle.
So explain the money part of it, though. So when he signed a 5-year extension, and it was like a $250 million deal. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't have the exact numbers, but, you know, somewhat close. When you say that Denver is going to wind up paying him, because people hear that now Denver is going to have to deal with the dead money. Can you sort of explain that to people? Because not everybody truly understands what this means. And we're looking at a graphic right now of Alex. Just explain this before Eric answers.
The most dead cap in NFL history. Russell Wilson doubles the top two with $85 million in dead cap, I believe, this and next year.
So my understanding on this would be this, Eric, that he gets all this money up front, mm-hmm. and they have to account for it on their cap. And it just goes to show you that they're willing to have $85 million go against their cap for a player that they don't want on their team anymore. So they either really, really, really don't like him, mm-hmm. really, really, really put their trust in their coach, or are totally committed to dealing with the immediate to get to the future as fast as possible. I mean, there's a lot right. there.
Well, there's a couple different things going on here. I think the first thing is the salary cap went up more than we expected going into the new league year, $30 million. So it's up to 255. So that gives Denver more ability to kind of take this cap hit both this year and next year with the cap being higher than expected. The other thing is Denver needed to make a decision, not for Russ's salary this year, but for next year. And so if they were going to have him for the next 2 years, they needed to decide whether they were going to have him sign for that roster bonus for 2025. So that was essentially their decision. Is Russ going to be our guy for the next 2 years? If not, this is the time to move on from him. We can absorb that cap hit. The money is the money. It's sunk cost. As we talked about, he's not going to make any money on the contract extension that he signed, but essentially he's getting $124 million guaranteed money for 2 years of playing with the Broncos and 1 year of playing with somebody else now.
So what? As a free agent, just real quick, as a free agent, if he leaves, well, he's going to leave. If he goes from Denver, where he's a true free agent, mm-hmm. they're going to pay him $124 million over the next 2 years. Is that right?
They've already paid him.
Okay. So he got
some of that money. Okay. Right.
And then let's say he goes to Pittsburgh, hypothetically. Mm-hmm. And the Steelers say to him, well, we don't want to sign you to a $30 or $40 million contract.
$1. Right?
We want to sign you to a minimum contract because you're getting paid by those guys and we're giving you this opportunity. Is Russell Wilson going to go take this small dollar figure deal, or is he going to go someplace else and expect to make another explosive deal?
I'm not certain on this, but I believe there's an offset on whatever he signs for his future team. So let's say he makes $2 million, then I think that would take away from the money that Denver is paying him. And so there's no reason if you're a team, you know, bidding for his services to pay him $10 million if the Broncos are already paying most of that freight. Now, again, I could be wrong with that. Maybe he's able to double dip here and make what he's going to make from the Broncos on top of what he makes from another team. And if you're Russell, why not try to make as much as you can make in that case? But I'm not certain if there's an offset or not.
Jump in here, Brown. You had some thoughts on this. I'm curious where you were going. I jumped in ahead of you, man.
How could this happen and no one be fired?
That's what I was going to ask too, dude. That's exactly what I was going to ask, Eric.
That person's already been fired. That's Nathaniel Hackett.
How's that GM got a job?
No, no, no. Yeah, come on. Nothing, huh?
It's a great question. I mean, I think there's a couple things that work. Okay, I think, you know, if you're the Broncos and again, it's new ownership that came in that, you know, weren't there when this deal was done. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of it is, you know, Patton is able to kind of get away with this. A lot of GMs slide on a lot of these different things and kind of throw the coach under the bus, and he's the person that pays. And in this situation, again, I think it was Hackett because this was essentially Hackett's guy. He was supposed to make it work. Obviously, it didn't happen. And then they bring in Sean Payton, who you know, at least gets Russ to kind of play at a respectable level when he was there. But obviously, that relationship didn't work, and Patton is able to stay as the GM. I'm assuming he has a good relationship with Payton. That's probably the reason, one of the reasons he's still there. And then if you're Payton, if things go wrong in the next 1 or 2 years, you push him in front of the bus and then you continue to build the team. So it just kind of gives you a person to stick out there and blame. And again, these guys are about, you know, job security.
I believe it was the Bills general manager that said it at the combine when people gave him grief for trading up for Josh Allen. He was as honest as I've ever heard a GM say. It's like, if this works, nobody will remember what I gave up. And if this doesn't work, I won't be here to see the repercussions of it. So it's like George Patton basically did the exact same thing. But unfortunately for him, he gets to deal with the repercussions of his actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got to clean it up.
That's incredible that he still has a job, honestly, because that the Broncos have been an absolute dumpster fire since he got there. And then this on top of it all, that's crazy.
But I think Eric is so right that there's so many things at play here. Previous ownership gave Russell Wilson this crazy contract extension. Didn't anybody think to themselves, wait, we're giving him a 5-year deal so that from the time he's 35 years old to the time he's 40 years old, we're giving him that kind of money? Like, didn't anybody think about that? And then between the ownership change and the coaching change, those are two monster events. Mm-hmm. I just, Browner, what are you saying? You're giving me a hand signal. It's going over your head.
I'm saying, that's the point that I'm going to say no one because I haven't heard most people's opinions. I've heard too many opinions of the Sean Payton's not getting enough blame for this. It feels like to me, because if you look at Russell Wilson's numbers, okay, they're not atrocious. You look at the Broncos' record. It started bad. They had a really ugly loss to Miami. The Warriors lost by 50 points the other night. Like, it's not atrocious at the end of the day, their record. You're getting rid of him with $85 million left to pay because Sean Payton doesn't want to coach him. And no one's talking about that either. Like, that should be after the general manager, the next person in the office of the owner going, bro, you told me when we gave you this job and we gave you all this money, you could help him. Talk to me. There's the whiteboard. Go and explain yourself. Eric, do I sound crazy? Is it just me?
I would say this. Sean didn't sign him. He didn't bring him in. And
that's true.
And so when you bring in a coach like Sean Payton, you're giving him the entire franchise to do what he needs to do to get them to winning, because that's what he did when he's with the Saints. So you have to allow for some change the first couple years that he was there. I mean, he got Russell to play about as well as he could. Russell finished with 25 touchdowns and what, 6 or 7 or 8 interceptions. So he was efficient for the most part, but if you watch the games, they were really empty stats. When you needed Russell to play well, he did not play well.
Are we talking about the Padres right now? handing out ridiculous contracts to 35-year-olds, empty stats, no wins to follow, like management issues. Like, my goodness, man, the Broncos, you sound like the Padres.
Well, I was going to say that's, you have to think about who came before Russell. I mean, after Peyton Manning retired, the quarterback position for the Broncos was a dumpster fire. And that's the reason they made the move that they made, because they were hoping that Russell was going to solve it. And then, you know, you watch Russell play in Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, Russell was on a Hall of Fame trajectory in terms of how he was playing in Pete Carroll's system. The problem is that Carroll and Snyder understood Russell's weaknesses, and they did a good job of hiding them.
On that kind of that topic, is, have you heard anything about, because we all know what the Legion of Boom, what Marshawn Lynch really think of Russell Wilson now. Like, is there this insufferableness? Did that transfer to Denver with him? Like, was he so, once, you know, even Sean Payton got rid of his own office and he got rid of his trainers and he went, put him back on the team. Was there still reports of Russell Wilson being that kind of guy, like not a team guy?
I'll tell you a quick story about my interaction with Russell. His second year there, I was doing a one-on-one with him for a story I was writing. And so we're talking back and forth. And at the end of the interview, he said, "Go Hawks." But this was just me and him talking. And so I'm like, the only person that's going to hear that is me when I go back and listen to this on my recorder. So that just kind of tells you the kind of person that Russell Wilson is. He's always on. He's always feeling like people are watching, and he's very calculated in how he, what he says and how he says it and his persona publicly. And you know, that's who he is. And so, but if you're a player, if you're Marshawn Lynch, or if you're a player in the Denver Broncos locker room, and that's kind of what you see all the time, is that surfacey type of, you know, interaction.
Fakeness.
Yeah, you want to see like an authentic person, but that's you're going to get Russell. That's who he is. And so that's that for an average player in the locker room, I think it would be hard to deal with it. That's who your quarterback is.
Yeah, it's like when Marshawn Lynch went on the Club Shay Shay podcast and told that story about how he doesn't even have his phone number. Like he had to ask somebody, and Russ called him because Russ didn't want him calling. Russ did not want Marshawn to call him. Russ was willing to call Marshawn, et cetera, et cetera. Let me ask you this. Eric Williams is here from FoxSports.com. He's covered a lot of Russell Wilson's career up in Seattle when he was covering the Seahawks. And obviously, you know, we've seen it all play out in Denver the last couple of years. So the odds on favorite to get Russell Wilson right now are the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
After the Steelers, the Raiders, the Falcons, the Patriots, and the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Pro Football Talk, to your point, because he responded to that slide that I have of the odds.
He
Mike Florio says that he is hearing the Steelers are very much leaning towards Pickett versus Rudolph this year.
So, okay. I thought that Justin Fields might get traded to Pittsburgh and that that might be a really good place for him. I don't know that I see Russell Wilson and Mike Tomlin. You see, to me, Pete Carroll was a very, his personality, he cultivated Russell Wilson. He raised Russell Wilson. Where Russell Wilson ran into problems in Seattle is as he got a little bit more mature and he'd already won a Super Bowl and he got all the money, and then money started to run out in other places. And then Richard Sherman and other guys started to go, he's not with us. He's not a locker room guy. He's a front office guy. They didn't think he was one of them. I don't know that Russell Wilson can go someplace now and be somebody's automatic guaranteed starting savior of a quarterback. So, Eric, where do you think he's going to end up if you had to just take a shot here?
I like the Raiders. I mean, Obviously, you know, Russell has an off-season home in San Diego and probably would prefer to live on the West Coast, you know, closer to that home. They're looking for a quarterback to come in and just be efficient. And they're going to be a team that's probably led by their defense. I just don't know if he would, how he would, that interaction with Antonio Pierce would be, and if that would be a great fit. I think the other team that people aren't talking about, and again, they have the number two overall pick, is Washington. Because I think when Russell was going to be a free agent initially, or they were trying to move him, the Commanders were a team that were interested and wanted him to come there. He's from that area in Virginia. So I think it makes sense in terms of familiarity. And then Dan Quinn is their head coach. And obviously Dan knows Russell from coaching with the Seahawks. And if you're looking for somebody that could kind of prop him up like Pete Carroll, I think Dan Quinn would make a lot of sense as a head coach that could be positive and would give him some confidence and some familiarity in terms of knowing what works for Russell, not only schematically, but in the locker room and in terms of the culture.
I'll ask. I don't want to, but I'll ask. Reports, Kirk Cousins moving to Atlanta, moving his family to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Vikings need a quarterback. Can you see Russell Wilson? I mean, from all reports is that they do want a veteran dude to go with a rookie.
Yeah.
Can you see Russell Wilson taking the vet minimum and teaming up with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Kevin O'Connell?
I could see that. I could see him in Minnesota in that offense with Kevin O'Connell. I think Kevin O'Connell would do a good job of working with Russell. And as you said, I think that's the situation you're looking for. You're looking at Russell as a bridge quarterback for 1 to 2 years as you groom a rookie quarterback to get ready to eventually assume the starting role. So Minnesota makes sense to me. Washington makes sense to me. I don't think Pittsburgh makes sense just because it seems like they're more committed to Pickett at this point or Rudolph. And how much of an upgrade is Russell to those guys, to be honest?
That
hurts. That's got to hurt.
That to me, brings up the next question.
Oh, if Russell heard that. Eric,
I'm just being honest. I agree with you,
but dang, hearing it out loud.
This is what most people probably should sit down for. He may not be a place for him. Because like you just said, Eric, I'd say, you look at his numbers, they look great, but you made the best point of all. They were empty stats. They didn't do anything. If you play in the game, you should accumulate some stats. That's what a quarterback like him, that's what he did. If Russell doesn't want to be a backup, because there are five guys going in the first round this year, probably more than likely, five guys. Mm-hmm. Those teams need quarterbacks. And if you draft a guy in the first round, this ain't the age of sitting them no more. You're just not going to do that. You're going to play him unless you have an Alex Smith-level situation going, and no one really has that right now. So I don't think we see him at all.
I disagree. I still feel like Russell is amongst the top 32 quarterbacks in the NFL and is a decent starter for a team, the right team, that uses him, his skill set the best. And that's why I mentioned Washington, because I think DQ has an understanding of what type of offense best suits Russell. And I think he would know how to deal with Russell's ego in order to get him to play to his best. It's going to have to be a head coach that can relate to him.
You got 30 seconds, Browner.
Real quick, in Washington with the number two pick, they're going to take a quarterback. Why would they even bother?
Because they want to win, and it's hard to win with rookie quarterbacks. And the Commanders have struggled over the years. You know, just when you think of the ownership. So I think it makes sense to bring in a bridge guy to come in and make it easier for their rookie quarterback to give him some time to grow.
Eric Williams from FoxSports.com stopping by here on Kaplan and Crew. I got to tell you guys, just as we finish this segment, how many games I had been at in Seattle over the years where Russell Wilson led comebacks or big wins, threw huge passes, made big runs. It's hard to believe that it has come to where like you said, Alex, it's hard to hear that Kenny Pickett is, it's just not an upgrade. Russell Wilson is not an upgrade. This segment being brought to us by our friends at Prize Picks. Make sure you download that Prize Picks app and use our code GREATFRIENDS for that 100% match up to $100 on your first deposit. Eric, it is great to be with you, and we'll see you again real soon. Everybody stick around. We got plenty more to get to, including San Diego State versus UNLV tonight. All right, great friends. Hey, it's Kaplan and crew with Grande and the Brown Man. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. By the way, love that conversation with Eric Williams. So hard to believe that Russell Wilson, to use Eric's words, was literally on a Hall of Fame trajectory and it all fell apart. I mean, when Pete Carroll was willing to let Russell Wilson go, and don't get me wrong, Seattle got a lot in exchange from Denver. But over the last 2 years, bad year, first year head coach, disaster, fire the coach. Next year, tyrant coach, tells him stop being a politician and kissing babies. And then, whether we call them empty stats or not, Denver was in position to maybe be, you know, like right there for the playoffs. And then they benched him because they didn't want to have to pay him. And that was the precursor to where we are with Russell Wilson right now. So very interesting story with Eric Williams, and I'm glad he stopped by. This segment of Kaplan and Crew is being brought to us by our friends at Athletic Greens. Alex, you mentioned this earlier today when I was playing around with my blenders that you see this green box from Athletic Greens and you need some more of this stuff.
Yes.
I take this every single day, I take Athletic Greens. And these packs right here, the box that I have on my desk, these are the travel packs. So you open them up, you pour them in, because otherwise, you know, you get the big bag and you just take a scoop and you pour it in. 12 ounces of water. It's great hydration. It's vitamins, minerals, nutrients, superfoods, probiotics. The probiotics, by the way, not that you guys need to know this, but I kind of needed them this week. And it just cleans you out, dude. And so all the vitamins that you should be getting from your food or from extra supplements that you're taking, I don't take anything other than Athletic Greens. We've doubled our sales at the beginning of the year because you guys are just like us. You want to get healthy, you know, and you want to fight off infection and you want to make your body as strong and as healthy as it can be. I do it every day with Athletic Greens. Athleticgreens.com/Kaplan. Or for those of you watching, you can use the QR code. All right. Talked a lot today about what today is, Super Tuesday. But honestly, when it comes to Super Tuesday, I'm more interested in San Diego State tonight and this huge game against UNLV. Our friend JT the Brick, you know who that is, Browner? Not the guy who says feeling you. Different Brick. Okay? JT the Brick in Vegas.
I don't think he can hear us again. You think he can hear us again?
He probably can't. He probably can't. JT the Brick contacted me from Las Vegas and said, hey, dude, UNLV is playing really good basketball right now. This is going to be a huge game tonight. And I said to him, I go, it is a huge game. And San Diego State's been playing good too, but San Diego State needs to win this game. And listen, we've been talking about the Mountain West and possibly having five teams in the tournament. But Alex, if you put that graphic back up on the screen, he's gone. By the way, Browner's gone. He's out of here. San Diego State, 22-7. So they've got the record. You know, they've got that sort of milestone of getting to 20 wins. 11-5 in the conference. They are still sitting right now at fourth. UNLV sitting at fifth. UNLV, to them, a road win in San Diego against the Aztecs, this would be the win of the year for UNLV. On the other hand, for San Diego State, you got to get to this. You got to win this game tonight. That changes a little bit of my commentary, which is you've got to win on the road. Okay. You've not done a great job in conference on the road. You got to win this game tonight on the road. And then the game against Boise State is at home on Friday night. Is
yes.
It? Okay.
Yes.
And then you got to prepare yourself for Friday night at home against Boise State. And you got to win these last two games. And then you got to hope a lot of other stuff happens around you in the conference to even really have a chance to win the conference title during the regular season. Not that it's critical, not that you have to win it. You still go win the tournament. And you're still very likely going to get in an at-large berth because the conference strength of schedule has been so good this year. But it's a big game tonight. This is a really, really big game for San Diego State. It makes it bigger because I made the mistake of not realizing that the game was actually in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't think they have a need for a win at this point. I think that the Aztecs are a tournament team. I think at this point, you're just trying to win this conference.
Right.
It would probably be a boost of morale to actually win a good game on the road, though. So to your point, they haven't. They've lost at Utah State. They've lost at Nevada, at Colorado State, at Boise State. Every loss at New Mexico. Every loss in conference is a big loss on the road. they need to win this game. Like, it doesn't do anything for you. When I say need to, it's not like, oh, they're no longer a tournament team or whatever. No, for themselves, to prove to themselves, hey, we can go on the road and win this because we got to go back to Vegas next week, and we might have to play Vegas again next week to open the tournament. So I absolutely think this is a crucial game for the morale, for the team, to prove to themselves, hey, we haven't won a big road game. It's been the biggest one since Gonzaga, but they got to go out and prove to themselves they can do it, man. Because after Friday, there's no more games at Vegas for the rest of the year. Who knows where you end up at that point?
See, I feel like because of the way that it could shake out, I don't think that this game is really going to, you know, be that defining, because they could still see UNLV. And to me, this team seems more driven after they've had to prove something to the other team again. Like, them going and you losing to UNLV in UNLV wouldn't really, you know, wouldn't really put any caution in me, because I know if they didn't shake out to have to go back there and beat them, I feel better with them going back to play them after losing to them, after going back and playing them after beating them. That's just the feel that I've had with this team all year. But again, your player of the year candidate, the guy who's pulled you all year, I think that continues to be the main focus, period.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I'm just thinking to myself about my prize picks from earlier in the day. And because I took the Brandon Ingram discount on Prize Picks. And then for some reason, I decided to play the specials like you mentioned. And I got like Luka Doncic together tonight with this guy, Matthew Tkachuk of the Florida Panthers. Now that you mention it, you know, what
18 and a half
for Ladie?
18 and a half. That's tempting. Darren Trammell, 9.5. Anymore.
I'm not playing anybody else on this team. Trammell, forget it. Forget it. I'm not playing anybody else on the team. Jaden Ledee, I have him here at 27.5 points. Where do you have him less than that?
I have him 18.5.
Oh, no, I see it. Okay. Okay. My bad. You ready for this? 27.5 points, rebounds, and assists on Jaden Ledee. 27.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
They might need all 27.5 of those things.
Yeah, like, you're going to need a big night from him tonight. Okay, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it.
I could very confidently say this. If he has a bad night, so does San Diego State.
Yeah, right. Right. and he needs to have a great night all the way around. But 18.5 points to me, you know, Brown, that to me is a nice play. 18.5 points. Okay.
That's a really
Now I got to find something to put him together with. Now I got to find something else. I got to find something to put him together with.
Mix the bag up.
You know what I'll do? Tonight? You know what I do? I'll go back to Brandon Ingram. I'll go back to Brandon Ingram.
It's a second,
like, yes, you know, I'm gonna do the same thing. Yeah, I'm gonna do it again. Okay, here goes. There's another pick. Oh man, it didn't work for me. I got that message where it says the max entry amount when using this discounted projection is $25. So they won't let me do it. They won't let me do it a second time. All right, so I got Jaden Ledee, and who else should I go with tonight? I don't know. I'm gonna do What
I'm
are you gonna
do? Terrence Shannon Jr., guard for Illinois. Duke can score. But I wouldn't recommend you do that.
Alex, I'm going back to my dart guy. Wondering if here's Luke Littler.
Oh, is he?
But it's on Thursday.
Right.
It's on Thursday. And it's at 3.5, which I like. That's a good number for him.
Why don't you head over to the first inning runs allowed for, you know, spring training baseball? Pedro Avila.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Not going to do that, but I will be at the LA Kings game tonight. So I'll find somebody on the Kings to put together with Jaden Ledee. And the game tonight is at 8:00, isn't it, Alex?
Yep.
It's a later game.
How long are you going to wait to do this bet?
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to play it right now. I'm trying to decide what to do. Maybe I'll do Philip Deneau from the Kings for 2 shots on goal.
Deneau.
I know. I don't know, man. I don't know anything about this dude.
Don't do it.
I know. I don't know who's the best guy. You know what? I'm going to have to look it up. I'm going to have to look up who on the Kings has the most shots on goal. All right. So San Diego State tonight, Alex, if we could just go back for a second, go back to the Mountain West Conference standings, because this just gives you an idea of what's happening here in the final week of the regular season. Go for it.
It would take a lot for San Diego State to win the conference. Utah State tonight, they're at top, and they played San Jose tomorrow. So that would be a monster upset if that happens. Big game tonight, though, also 8:00. Nevada at Boise State, both teams in front of San Jose. So one of them's going to lose. And then tonight, San Diego State versus UNLV. Those are your top 5 teams. Likelihood of that changing, maybe a little bit here and there, but those are going to be your top 5 teams. Tomorrow, Utah State, like I said, at San Jose State. Friday, San Diego State hosts Boise. And then Saturday, there's a couple big games. New Mexico at Utah State, UNLV at Nevada. So a lot can shake up from here till there. I don't care about the regular season conference, but I don't want to finish fifth or fourth because I don't want to play UNLV again next week. I really don't want that. But we'll see.
All right. Well, big night tonight.
By the way, what's that?
You scared of UNLV?
Not scared. Just don't like playing the team that hosts the tournament. I think it sucks.
Okay.
UNLV will have a packed house, whereas every other game, like I was there when last year in the first round, and it was only San Diego State fans. You know, there was nobody there from other teams. So, by the way, they are talking about maybe moving the Mountain West tournament out of Thomas and Mack and possibly into the T-Mobile Center now that there is vacancy because the Pac-12 dissolved.
You know, I actually like the idea of moving the Mountain West Conference out of UNLV's home court.
Yeah.
You're only going to UNLV's home court because you were going to Vegas and exactly. You happen to have a team that calls Vegas home and they happen to have an arena that can accommodate the tournament. But T-Mobile can accommodate it, but T-Mobile had to deal with the Pac-12, and there are other a couple
MGM Grand Garden Arena also can accommodate. That's another option. So it's one of the two. From the UT this morning, what I read is that the whoever runs the Thomas and Mack Center is not a casino, and they actually give the Mountain West a lot of benefits to being at the Thomas and Mack. Whereas opposed, if they go to T-Mobile, it's owned by something. If they go to MGM, obviously it's owned by MGM. So they kind of the conference eventually will lose about $1.5 million by moving out of the Thomas and Mack Center. But because of what you said, Scott, they want neutrality. They want more convenience being on the strip, you know, being not having a, you know, it's not far, but in Vegas, it can be far going to Thomas and Mack. From experience last year in the first round, it was kind of a pain in the ass to get out there and come back to the strip. So
By the way, while you were talking about that, I made a decision. I'm putting Jaden Ledee and his 18 and a half points on Prize Picks. I'm putting him together with JT Miller, who is the leading scorer of the Vancouver Canucks. That's who the Kings are playing tonight, and that's the game I'm going to go to. And I've got him here at half a goal, so all he needs to do is score one goal for me, and then I would be a winner. So I'm making that play right now. All right, here goes. Boy, I have just become, this Prize Picks has just changed my life, man. It has completely changed my life. It really has. All right, since we were talking about the Aztecs and tonight's game and kind of keeping things hyper-local here in this segment of the show, let's talk a little bit about the Padres right now because I'm trying to make sure at least a little bit I'm keeping my eye on spring training just a little bit every day. Yesterday, awfulannouncing.com had the Mark Grant video that we played yesterday on the show where Mark Grant told the umpire from up in the broadcast with, yo, hold on. Don't start the game. We're not back on TV yet. Hold on a second. And Camposano put his hand up to the ump, took his mask off. Hold on. Grant's up there saying we're not ready to go. So that kind of caught a little bit of virality yesterday. The Padres, Alex, still looking at some outfielders. Still trying to figure out.
Yeah, according to AJ Cassavell this morning, they are very actively still looking for an outfielder. You know, as opposed to going with Jerickson Profar, Jose Azucar, Jackson Merrill, and whatever other combination of outfielders. They are still actively looking to add an outfielder, preferably a left-handed bat, because if you look at the lineup, it's a lot of right-handers and Jake Cronenworth up in there. So. These are the three that he mentioned that are still available via free agency. This doesn't mean you can't go on a trade one. Tommy Pham, Adam Duvall, Eddie Rosario. These are the guys that are currently top free agent outfielders. So that's the latest.
I'll tell you what. I can't believe I'm going to say this. If you gave me the choice of those three guys, knowing what I think I know about this team, this clubhouse, this dugout, this manager, this general manager, chemistry, leadership. I mean, all of those things all mixed up into one pot. And I'm stirring it all around.
Yeah.
Tommy Pham comes in here, dude. And I'll tell you one thing about Tommy Pham. Love him or hate him, that brother don't take no crap from nobody. And And if there was a problem in that clubhouse and Manny's supposed to be the leader or Tatis is supposed to be the leader or Xander's supposed to be that guy, or Cronenworth's like in the back going, I don't want to get involved in this mess. Boy, Tommy Pham ain't backing down to Manny Machado. No way, no how.
This is what we know about Tommy Pham in a Padre uniform. When they went that far, you didn't hear none of this, did you? All this craziness that went on last year, you didn't hear about none of this when Tommy Pham was down there, did you? Nah, bruh, because Tommy Pham walking over to you and going, hey, man, pipe down. Manny's talking. Or pipe down.
A little bit of a curveball, though, man, because the Cardinals
curveballs because he's going to strike out.
Cardinals traded Tommy Pham when Mike Schilt took over. So I don't know if there's something there.
You know why? Because Mike Schilt don't want no parts of Tommy Pham. They're scared. A real man in that locker room, okay? There ain't no wishy-washy with Tommy Pham. Man up in there, okay? You gotta address Tommy Pham like a man. So when Tommy, because Mike Schilt had been in that organization for a while before he got that job, and everybody knew, we gotta get Tommy out of here if we're going to hire Mike, because, you know, Tommy knocked his block off. So,
So let's bring him to San Diego and knock his block off?
Tommy going to keep that locker room in shape. Tommy going to keep dudes in line. They need a bully. They need somebody who has slapped somebody in the outfield just because, you know, fantasy football, okay? They need somebody who can get stabbed and then go play some baseball.
Call me boring.
No.
But I disagree with John Browner in from last year when all you guys wanted was somebody to punch somebody. Yep. To this year, I don't really want to sign a guy because he's going to slap somebody. Not my thing.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What do you think about Adam
Profar?
What do you think about Adam Duvall?
I take Eddie Rosario all day.
Okay,
I seen what he did with the Braves.
Okay, World Eddie Series Rosario. Camp. Okay, but
left-handed bat.
Anybody?
Yeah, I don't need that.
Scared of Eddie Rosario?
Like I said, I don't need that either.
Who's scared of Eddie? Anybody scared of Eddie? People scared of Tommy.
People are scared. Like, baseball. Right. Tommy Pham shows up in the clubhouse. People are like, man, just watch it because that brother crazy. He crazy. You say the wrong thing. Right, man.
I got to disagree with you guys, and I'll say it now because he's not in San Diego yet, so he's not going to hear it now.
Look at you.
Yeah, damn right. Here's the thing. Tommy Pham, kind of a punk move when he slapped Jock Peterson.
Total punk move.
Like, it wasn't like he squared up with him. It was like, come on, let's fight. He's like, let me go slap the guy that wears pearls. Ooh, I'm so tough. Get out of here.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that either of Tommy Pham. And I'm not even sure.
He's picking on the guy that wears pearls. You going to back that up? Right. Okay.
Y'all sound crazy to me. Okay.
By the way, the color purple lost $40 million to the studio. So.
I looked it up.
I just popped it in my head. I wanted to bring it up earlier.
It made $65 million as well.
No. It sold $65 million, but lost $40 million to the studio because it cost over $100 million to produce.
Plays with money all the time. Writer strike. Don't believe right. any of that.
Yeah. We're going to get to the highlight of the day. Finish your thought, Brown.
Y'all talking about somebody slapping somebody. We do recall he was in an altercation at a nightclub where he was stabbed. Right?
I was told by Kevin Acey when he
squares up, he loses. So
I was told it was a little
to a knife. Yeah, he lost to a knife.
Right. So he's not smart either.
All right, let's get to the highlight of the day.
I can't wait to come back.
Hey, listen, if he comes back, it's going to be more interesting. All right, let's get to today's highlight of the day.
He's the best outfielder on this team.
It's time for the highlight of the day, man.
Do you want to get high, man?
I'm just really high.
All right, promo code is BETTERBUD. Spend $75 at Torrey and California Holistics. You'll get 20% off your purchase, 20% off everywhere for the great friends. Use the promo code BETTERBUD. Yesterday, Jason Kelce officially announced his retirement from the NFL, and he did it in a tank top, and he did it in a 40-minute press conference. So there's a lot of sound bites. It's very emotional, but the 7-time Pro Bowler, 6-time first-team All-Pro did have one memorable line, at least for me, when he commented on Nick Foles' penis.
I won't forget Nick Foles having the game of his life on the biggest stage possible. And the biggest dick on the team going up to Doug Peterson and asking for the Philly special. And Doug Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium. say, yeah, let's do it.
So there you go. Very emotional press conference yesterday. Although I've never seen another man cry when talking about two other dudes' genitalia. But
dude, it's so funny. It's so funny how much crying he did. Like, he sat down yesterday to start that press conference. He was crying before he even got started.
Bro, can I just say, this is a lot for a sinner. Is it just me?
No, it's not you. I'm with you. He's more. The thing is, it's not about his position. It's about the character that he's become between what he did after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, when he showed up at their parade, like all dressed out in that character's outfit. Mm-hmm. The podcast between him and Travis's fame, Taylor Swift's connection, him being shirtless in the suite and, you know, all the beer drinking, the aftermath of the Super Bowl with him and Marshmallow Head, the DJ, jamming out in Vegas. He's become a bigger character than just a center who won a Super Bowl for the Eagles. That's why this has become a bigger deal. I'm with you, Browner. Like, gosh, I don't remember so much fanfare for a guy who was an offensive lineman, but he's now a bigger character than just his position, is all I'm saying.
Well, he picked the right time to retire.
Boy, he's so upset about it. Why retire? I mean, keep on playing, big fella.
Great question.
All right, stick around. Radio listeners, we're coming right back. We got a lot more to get to. Podcast viewers and listeners, let's go get uncensored right now.
You good?
Okay, fool. All right, fool.
It was you, but you good now?
I didn't, you know, but it's funny because when I'm blurry to you, I don't look blurry to me. So interesting. Browner, what the hell happened to you today, man? First segment.
I lost track of time. So I take my kids to school. We started, for people who don't know, we started a little bit earlier today. And so I take my kids to school. I got some breakfast. I, you know, relieved myself. And during that relief, you know, I lost track of time. I left my phone.
What does relieve yourself mean?
Sounds like you made a duty.
Yeah. So I don't take my phone in the bathroom when I'm taking a shit because that keeps me from strolling the internet. So I
do my best work.
I know. That's how I relax.
I'm trying to do less internet strolling. What I do is, because I'm trying to write more jokes, I take my jokes in there.
Oh, and I'm you got jokes. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, you're so productive on the shitter. That's awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm writing. I got into this stream of my own writing these jokes. And by the time I had was done writing the jokes, and, you know, finished depositing, I said, oh shit, what time is it?
Late. You know, you mentioned like having breakfast. So did you stop at a fast food restaurant this morning and get something breakfasty?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get?
Surging prices?
Listen, fuck you, Wendy's. I ain't never doing that.
What'd you get?
I can go get it. Burger King, croissant sandwich, have it your way, baby. BK, you already know what time it is, 2 for $5. Now,
oh, really?
the thing they need to really get fucking cleared up. At 2 for $5, I could have 2 croissant sandwiches for $5.25, or I could get the number one croissant sandwich meal for $9.20. Why the fuck would anybody do that?
Orange juice is expensive. Juice is expensive.
Orange juice is expensive.
Doesn't matter what you get in it. It's like $9. I get 2 sandwiches for $5.
I remember when breakfast used to be cheap at fast food back in the day.
Man, mm-hmm.
But I think McDonald's has like one of these things right now where they do like the 2 sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffins.
Cheese McMuffins. Bomb like deal.
Yeah, for like $6, maybe, I think. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you guys this. The other day, this was a Saturday morning. This is how I got Brett Weiss out to your comedy show from Mushroom Life. Is Saturday morning, Brett tells me, he goes, hey, I'm at Pipes in Cardiff. Are you guys around? And Rachel and I were out for a walk. And we were walking from Solana Beach back to Cardiff. So I was like, yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. He's like, well, I'm at Pipes. Why don't you guys come by and say hello? So we went by and said hello. And Brett was up at the front ordering. And he ordered 2 breakfast sandwiches. And I'm like, I've never had the breakfast sandwich here. I always have the breakfast burrito. He's like, oh, dude, you got to have the breakfast sandwich here. It's unbelievable. I'm like, well, what's so special about it? English muffin, egg, cheese, bacon, tomato, and a smear of mayo. And of course, my natural inclination is to go, I don't want the mayo, dude. I don't want that. But I was like, he's like, no, dude, it's unbelievable. I don't know what the hell the deal is. I mean, because if you go to McDonald's, you get bacon, egg, and cheese. It's great. But this was bacon, egg, cheese, tomato, and mayo. So it was kind of like a BLT minus the L, but with the egg. And the, dude, it was unbelievable. Right. It had the T and the B. Bacon, no way. Egg, cheese, tomato, mayo, English muffin.
Was it like a custom mayo, like a Chipotle mayo?
It seemed like a straight mayo.
Was it the Japanese mayo, the Kewpie mayo?
No, it seemed just like a completely straight mayo. Nothing special about it, dude.
Yeah, Browner, we in this house, we only use, I think, I don't know if it's Kewpie or Kewpie mayo. That's the only one we use.
What was that about?
It just tastes good. But if you put the difference in front of me, I can't tell you. But my wife says so. So there you go.
He likes it, man. What can I tell you?
Listen, man, I can't believe your distaste for Oprah Winfrey, dog. I don't even know.
No distaste.
Better than that.
No distaste.
Well, I mean, you just respect her, but you don't like her because of something she said to the black community or something.
All right, I actually like her. I just don't think she's as relevant anymore. That's all I said.
The way she handles
you hate her.
She handles her business. It's the way she handles her business. Oh yeah. But I respect her though.
Okay. All right. Listen. Today it's Tuesday. I gotta go. You guys can sit here and argue. I gotta go because I gotta drive to LA. It's a horror show. All right. I'll see you guys.
How do I get that parking pass out, you big fella?
When?
Saturday.
I'll figure it out this week. You'll have to remind me while I'm up there.
All right, bandwidth.
All right, man. All right, bandwidth. That's
send him the link, dog.
All right, dog. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody, have a great rest of your day. Vote or don't vote. Whatever.
Drive safe. Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday. Peace out, everybody.